America Extension Almanac.
A recent panel of ag lenders focused on major issues about economic conditions facing livestock producers. Extension specialist Jay Parsons talks about what key issues that influence economics for livestock producers, including drought, inflation, and cash flow.
You know, anytime that we have a drought, people destock because they don't have the feed resources for it. In this case, we had extremely high cattle prices, so a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but a significant number of people have destocked without plans to restock, right, as forage returns. So that was one of the observations that they had there. The other one was for those that did have a good drought management plan, that they're going to really benefit from that because we're going to, you know, we have high cattle prices. They see them, and we see them, quite frankly, persisting for a little while because that rebuilding of the herd is going to take some time. So those that were able to keep their numbers up are going to be able to benefit from that, those high prices for the next year or so. A lot of farmers have been in the business for some time, so they were, and a lot of these lenders have too. So they remember the 1980s when interest rates were extremely high, much higher than they are today. So it's kind of interesting, the perspective that for the older generation, these interest rates don't really faze them that much. They've seen it before. They've lived through it before, and they realize, you know, it's part of doing business. Probably the biggest takeaway from the comments that the lenders made was just how much more difficult this makes it for the younger generation, because we've had a lot of money into the economy. We've had quite a bit of inflation, which of course has triggered the increase in interest rates, and all of those factors just make it really hard and really difficult for the next generation, the younger generation, to get started in ag, because it just presents a lot of risk to them, right? If they want to take out a loan, it's a high interest cost, and they're kind of forced into that situation because the high input costs and what it costs just to get involved in agriculture today. With the high interest rates, we've seen that trickle into, you know, fixed interest, like on land purchases, right, for example, in a mortgage. And so there's not really a good option to refinance a mortgage to free up cash to cover any cash flow issues, because, you know, a lot of them have mortgages in that 4 or 5% range. And of course, the refinance would involve taking a pretty big hit in terms of the interest rate that you'd be getting there. So that's one observation there, that lever, that tool isn't available for a lot of people to handle any cash flow issues. The other observation is just how many folks, you know, we know this from working with them. Some people are really good at keeping track of cash flow. They do it on a regular basis. It's a part of doing business. Other folks, not so much. And it's still a majority of people don't stay on top of their cash flow projections and cash flow realities as well as they should. And so that's just kind of a general observation that it continues to be an issue with a lot of producers, just understanding that even though they may have a lot of cash because of different payments and you know, all the influx that we had with the COVID money and so on, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's there for them to spend because they may need it in the next year or two if commodity prices come back down. And, you know, you just think about some of the different things that we do policy-wise and what that creates somewhat for the younger generation. You know, there's a lot of connections there. I'm not big on the death tax kind of thing, you know, that we need to tax people estates really heavily, but it does have an impact, right? When you're able to not have to be creative with your estate and take advantage of different credits available to actually lower that burden, it sort of just presents itself to where you just pass it down to the next generation, and maybe the incentive is to cash it out. And we got a lot of outside money coming into ag, they tend to bid land up, tend to bid those resources up, and that younger generation just makes it harder for them to get started in it unless they're born into it and have it, you know, available to them as an opportunity.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.